Rita Azar owns a flower shop and a cafe in Los Angeles, California. Azar says she cannot afford health insurance for her employees.
Do I wish I could give them insurance? Absolutely.
Azar's situation is like that of other small business owners. Harold Goldmeyer runs a paint and decorating store in Chicago. He says he has a hard time keeping up with the cost of health insurance.
It rises faster than any of the other fixed costs we have, whether it's property taxes, electricity, rent, anything else.
Employers are bracing for a possible increase in the minimum wage. Add that to steeply rising health insurance premiums, and the result is a serious health care situation that doctors say leads to unnecessarily higher death rates. Ron Pollack with Families USA, a consumer group devoted to health care issues.
Individuals, government agencies are all finding these costs unaffordable.
Most Americans get health insurance from their employers, although many employers are now reducing the benefits they offer or opting out of offering health insurance altogether. Herrick Industrial Supply in Utah had to reduce its health insurance benefits package. Joe Call does the company's books.
We're not in the same situation that the health care industries are in. They're able to raise their prices to whatever they want to, it seems.
In his State of the Union speech, President Bush proposed making health insurance policies tax deductible.
With this reform, more than 100 million men, women, and children who are now covered by employer-provided insurance will benefit from lower tax bills.
Some analysts say the tax break could be an incentive for some people to buy health insurance. Others say those who need the help the most, those with moderate incomes or those earning minimum wage, would not benefit from this proposal because insurance premiums would still be too costly. Carol Pearson, VOA News.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。